Today's Lenten devotional comes from the Reverend Carolyn Cranson, class of 1999. She is the Director of Alumni and Church Relations. A thumb covered in ashes presses against your forehead, making the sign of the cross, while your pastor says, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." On this Ash Wednesday, as we begin the Lenten season, it is once again time to remind ourselves of our mortality and our sinful natures. The parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector is a vivid example of the grace that God extends to us, despite our penchant to sin. The Pharisee went up to the temple to pray, giving thanks to God because he knows he is better than those who sin. He is righteous and spouts off about achieving all the things that are required of him. When he finishes his prayer, he is the same person that he was when he started. He is still righteous. Perhaps we would call it self-righteous. The tax collector, aware of his sinful nature, could not even gaze up into the heavens. He sees himself as wretched. He shows humility, but it goes deeper than that. The contrite tax collector empties himself, pours himself out before God, and asks for mercy. He offers God nothing. He has no good deeds to recount. The tax collector trusts God to provide what he needs. He heads home justified. God knows our hearts. When we surrender to God and accept that God is in control, our lives are changed. God loves us, claims us as God's own, and helps us live into our potential. We too will go home justified before God, by grace, through our faith in Jesus the Christ. You see, a potter can only mold the clay when it lies completely in his hand. It requires complete surrender. Corrie Ten Boom. Let us pray. Holy and all-knowing God, we give you thanks for the many ways that you bless us, even in our imperfection. Teach us, in all humility, to surrender ourselves completely to you, heart, mind, and strength. Then, Lord, mold and shape us to be the persons that you created us to be, a new creation in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.